Entirely innocent in the eyes of the law, millions of American children nonetheless find themselves caught up in the criminal justice system because their parents are. These are the kids who leave court in shock and in tears after a judge has handed down a long term in prison to their parent. They're the children who must make the often lengthy trek to an unfriendly building for an awkward conversation with their incarcerated father or mother. Cheza Boudin, both of whose parents were jailed in connection with murders when he was an infant, has written widely about visiting prison as a child.
Being forced to say goodbye, to turn your back on a loved one, is never easy. The click of each steel gate resonates in my ears and deep within my gut. Sometimes it seems that all that separates us is the translucent ink stamped on my hand on the way in. But as I clear the final steel gate and walk through the 50-foot cement wall while my dad undergoes the standard post-visit strip search, I cannot help but remember that there is a whole world separating us.
This is San Quentin Prison, home to about 5,800 inmates, including every male on death row in California. Overlooking an exquisite view of San Francisco Bay, the prison is an atmosphere of armed guards and towers, rigid rules, and troubled individuals. San Quentin holds people convicted of parole violations, nonviolent drug offenses, and crimes as serious as murder. Outside, they leave behind families, including young children who have sometimes witnessed the terrifying scene of a sudden home invasion by police who haul off their father or mother in handcuffs.
They say that it's as traumatizing as watching your parent be assaulted.
Imani Davis in Oakland, California, advocates for young people with parents in prison.
So it's incredibly traumatic. And many children actually never get through it. I work with kids who are now 16, 17 years old. Their parents may have been arrested when they were 4 or 5, and they still remember that. It also impacts the way they see people in uniform, people in authority, but also just, kind of the helplessness and not knowing. You know, the way that our system works is they take them away, and nobody's really there answering the questions. So now, not only did this huge thing happen, and you don't know if your parents hurt, but you also now don't know where they are, and nobody's explaining to you this next process. And then they may tell them, oh, you'll see them tomorrow at court, and that may be 3-4 weeks. It may be a month. It may be 2 months before they see them.
Thank you.